ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wal mursaleen. Habib qulubana abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-muntajabin. We have been talking about the du'as of the Sahifa Sajjadiyah in this program Bridge, and on these important days and nights of the month of Sha'ban, where we are in the process of preparation for the month of feast of Allah, the month of Ramadan, we have to utilize every moment of this dua. And what is better to do than getting inshallah in contact in touch with the du'as and supplications of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. The 12th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, which is titled in confession and in seeking repentance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalted is He, speaks about one of the qualities or one of the traits that should urge us to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that quality or that trait that Imam lists and describes is وَيَحْدُونِي عَلَى مَسْأَلَتِكَ, I am urged to ask you by your gratuitous bounty upon him who, عَلَى مَن, upon the person who has these two qualities. أَقْبَلَ بِوَجْهِهِ إِلَيْكَ, he turns his face toward thee. What is turning our face towards Allah mean? Is that just the direction that we have to turn our faces to? That is one thing. We can take that. But in order to clarify it, in order to understand it better, it's purification of intentions. Ikhlas. Meaning that if I do one thing, I only see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I take an action, if I smile to someone, if I get mad on someone, if I do study certain major, if I do take certain action, anything basically I do in life is based on ikhlas, is based on the satisfaction or dissatisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a break and come back.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, I hope that in these precious moments, you do not forget us from your prayers. Keep us in your du'as and keep all the people, especially the people of Palestine, in your du'as. Inshallah, the victory would be soon. We all see that beautiful moment of the return and the reappearance of the Imam who is just, who is awaited, who is the promise of God to come back and bring back justice for all of us, inshallah. Imam says the second condition is وَوَفَدَ بِحُسْنِ ذَنِّهِ إِلَيْهِ, who comes to you with good opinion. Brothers and sisters, having positive opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the incidents that take place around us in our daily lives, is very essential. It's imperative. It is important, because what you have in mind in terms of your opinion in regards to what happens in your surrounding, in regards to what happens by the management of the creator of this universe, is what that forms your future based on our ahadith. Imam alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, says in a beautiful hadith that man, that husnu dhan, or having positive opinion, is rahatul qalb wa salamatul din. Husnu dhan, and this is the absolute condition of it. It's not specified only having husnul dhan or positive opinion to Allah or about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. About everyone, having husnul dhan, having positive opinion, is a cause for tranquility and peace of the heart, and salamatul deen, and it causes or safeguards your deen. Why? Because the majority of actions of out of animosity that we take in our lives, whether it's defense or attack, it's based on negative opinion. Most of the times, we act unjustly towards others just because of the negative opinions and prejudgments that we have had before we give them the right time to defend ourselves. We judge them based on the gossips that we have heard, based on the opinions or hallucinations or dreams or delusions that we might have developed against them. And based on that, we make an opinion. And based on that opinion, we take actions. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, in this last portion of this session, or this episode of the program Bridge, I want to also mention another hadith. So the hadith of Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam was the absolute husna dhan, having positive opinion in regards to everyone and every incident that happens around us. Yet Imam Rida alayhi salam, on another note, says man hasuna dhannuhu billah kana Allah inda dhanni. Whoever has positive opinion in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is next to his opinion. He hears or he sees our thoughts and mind. He's there. He's closer to us than our jugular vein. That is the verse of the Holy Quran, meaning that he knows everything. If we have husnul dhan, if we have positive opinion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, positive events will take place in our lives. If we continuously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, 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 oh Allah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Remembering the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us within our lives. And at the same time, oh Allah, subhanaka, exalted you are. You would never do injustice to me. Whatever I get, I deserve it. Especially in terms of the consequences of my actions, I deserve it. So having positive opinion in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the two conditions that Imam mentions as one quality in general. This was one, and the other one was purity of intentions or purification of intention that causes us to be urged to be able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make du'as, to be able to speak to Him, to be able to beseech from Him, the Almighty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that insight and tawfiq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد